Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming paying less at the pump even as oil prices surge. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Hamas attack on Israel boosted oil prices to $86 per barrel in trading on Monday. But gasoline prices in Wyoming are on a downward trend that some analysts are predicting will continue through November. Cowboy State Daily reported oil prices took a hit on Monday in the wake of Hamas launching a surprise attack against Israel before formally declaring war. Initially, that caused prices to drop a bit, but the fear that fighting will spill over into the Middle East and complicate oil supplies quickly erased any losses, ratcheting U.S. oil up $3.59 to $86.38 a barrel. Prices on Tuesday were moving downward in early morning trading, but many analysts are predicting the conflict would ultimately affect supply, causing oil prices to top $100 a barrel. Iran, a known supporter of Hamas, is a major exporter in the Middle East. Sanctions against Iran would jeopardize between 500 to 700,000 barrels of oil per day, according to various analyst reports. Gas prices at the pump, however, have been on a steady downward trend, with the national average falling 7 cents to $3.68, according to the most recent figures from AAA, which tracks gasoline prices daily across the United States. In Wyoming, across the state, the average was $3.80, a little above the national average, but still down from last week's $3.87 average and last month's $3.95 average. The average a year ago was $3.92, according to AAA. Colorado and Wyoming partnering to become national leader in climate resilient and sustainable technologies. Colorado and Wyoming are collaborating to support a regional team working to power innovative pathways toward climate resiliency by utilizing data, predictive modeling, and cutting-edge technology to address key challenges. According to the press release from Governor Mark Gordon's office, the Colorado-Wyoming Regional Innovative Engine is one of 16 finalists in the first-ever National Science Foundation Regional Innovation Engines Competition, which will award up to $160 million in funding over the next 10 years. Officials in both states recognize the opportunity to secure federal funding that will transform the region into a national leader in developing climate-resilient and sustainable technologies and expand economic opportunities and workforce development in these key areas. To elevate the CoWyo engine, Colorado and Wyoming have both committed to align resources that will support the engine's goals, including increased engagement of the business community with the region's research institutions and federal labs, attracting more funding to support the commercialization and monetization of new technologies, and grow diversity within the region's workforce to include rural communities. Governor Gordon said, "The pathway to a prosperous global future will be paved with adequate, affordable energy and a rigorous commitment to a healthy environment." Wyoming understands the urgency of addressing climate challenges. Our unequal leadership in innovating and developing needed technologies supports Wyoming all of the above energy strategy. This approach will grow our economy, develop our workforce, and support thriving communities. Governor Jared Polis of Colorado said, "We are thrilled to partner with Wyoming on this plan as Colorado is leading our country on environmental tech to help address climate challenges. This funding will grow the work of our universities and federal labs while creating more jobs." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.